Once again, we return to that old mansion on the hill overlooking the Bay of Inverness. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space.
So, here's where it all began. I sometimes wonder, is this where it all will end? Art, why does the old place seem so colorless?
Time washes away color.
But it appears so lonely.
Well, there's no one here now but me.
Yeah. Wonder what I should do with Inverness.
You gonna put up for sale?
I should do something, huh?
Well, you ever consider a bed and breakfast?
Yeah, right. I can see myself sitting in a rocking chair telling the guests about all of my thrilling adventures.
You may have to censor it a bit.
Art, my adventures weren't that thrilling.
You've known a few hot ones in your life.
I think I'll let that pass. The place seems so sad, though.
Yeah, it feels like home to me.
What do you do for entertainment?
Well, I read a lot.
Oh, right. Auntie Giles had quite a library. I remember Inverness as being so magical.
Well, maybe it's just the way you're seeing it now.
Tell me, that fourth tower, you ever see it?
No.
Never?
No, not anymore.
This place changed my life.
Yeah, changed a lot of lives. Here's the library.
Oh, wow. Certainly are a lot of old books. Hey, what's that over there?
I found that up in the attic.
It's nice wood. It's mahogany? Looks very Victorian.
Yeah, just like the rest of Inverness.
It must be some sort of a viewing device, huh?
It has these glass slides. They slip in here and here.
You know, this reminds me of a stereoscope.
Well, that's kind of what it is.
Really? But a stereoscope you hold in your hand. This looks more like a projector.
Yeah, that's right.
I assume this handle does something?
Yeah, you crank on it.
It reminds me of an organ grinder's box.
Well, you don't need a monkey. Now close the drapes over there and I'll show you.
Okay. But don't we need a screen or something?
No, all you need is the dark.
You know, if this were a stereoscopic projector, there would be a 3D image, right?
Jack, you're feeling pretty sharp today.
But does it actually create the illusion of depth?
Well, that's where your crank comes in here.
Where's that light coming from?
There's a little generator inside. It's about the size of your fist. With one hand you crank, and the other you line up the plates. There, can you see that?
It does appear to be an early, almost like a holographic image.
Look at that photo. Does that look familiar?
Of course. It's Inverness.
Are you sure about that?
Well, it's a photo that was probably taken sometime in the late 1800s.
Keep looking.
Wait a minute. What's that down there? Is that smoke? Are those factories? I don't get it. I mean, we're seeing the same mansion, but below in the valley. There were never factories around here.
Now look up there.
What? The sky? Well, yeah. Looks gray and dingy from smoke. Is that a dirigible? A blimp? Is there a football game going on?
You don't see Goodyear, do you?
I wonder how they did that. It probably predates Photoshop by about 150 years.
So, what do you think?
I want to see more.
These are the only slides I could find.
Wow, this is a neat little device. You know, it's the sort of thing Dr. Mazzulla would have loved. Whatever happened to Mazzulla?
Well, After your aunt passed, he stayed on for a bit, and then one day he just up and was gone.
Hmm. Is his lab still here?
Yep, it's still down there.
Including his alchemy stuff, the apparatuses?
Some of it, yeah.
Well, Inverness, I just can't believe I'm back.
You gonna be staying around for a bit?
I hope so. But right now I have a couple of calls to make.
Mojo.
Jack, what's up?
How'd you like to come to Inverness?
You giving a party?
That's not what I had in mind.
Seen any dragons up there?
Well, none today.
Unicorns?
The only mythical thing I've seen is old art.
Old far-seeing art?
Yeah, I doubt he can see that far anymore. So what have you been up to?
I've been reading.
Oh yeah? Fiction?
One of the classics. The Bible.
Good book.
And what's brought on this burst of religious fervor?
Curiosity.
Do you have some words of wisdom to dispense or dispel?
You know, the Bible tells of only one incident that happened when Jesus was about 12 years old. That's when he went to the temple and argued with the rabbi.
Hmm.
And that's the only one. After that, there's no mention of Jesus for the next 18 years.
Fascinating.
He simply disappeared from Israel.
Well, I heard he went to India.
He doesn't show up again in the Bible until he's 30 years old. And then his ministry only lasted 3 years.
You mean he did everything in just 3 years?
Only 3 years. And he was crucified.
3 years. And he changed civilization. Amazing.
That's less time than we spent in high school.
So what was he doing in those 18 years he was away?
Well, they say that in Tibet there are books that tell everything about those 18 years.
You know that for a fact?
Well, like you, that's what I heard.
Well, he went somewhere.
One of the reasons why Jesus couldn't be accepted by the Jews was because he brought back something so strange, something so alien. It was just too different than what they believed in.
Really?
The Jewish guy was a jealous guy. He said, "If you don't obey me, you will be destroyed."
Jehovah could be a little heavy-handed in the smite department.
Yeah, the Old Testament said an eye for an eye. But Jesus said, turn your other cheek. The old Jehovah, he can't love his enemies, so why should man? But Jesus said, love your enemies as yourself.
You know, Mojo, this is sounding very Buddhist.
That's right. Jesus said, accept evil. Don't resist it. Don't fight with it. Don't be angry with it. Absorb it. Because evil can be transformed into good.
So Mojo, you're saying what he learned in India helped form Christianity?
India is where the Buddha was born. Buddhism was practiced long before Jesus' time.
And that's what he learned in those 18 years that he was away?
Well, that's what they say.
Why is that funny?
Because they might also say the heart of Christianity is really Buddhism.
Well, they might be right.
Hello?
Claudine, it's Jack.
Are you settled in?
Sort of. Mojo's here now.
Oh, tell him I said hi.
How are things in Montreal?
Oh, wonderful. And how is Inverness?
Well, it's pretty quiet.
You're calling because you want me to visit?
Well, yes. Can you?
Ah, of course.
When?
Soon. Salut.
Yeah, but when? What? Hello?
The next morning, Jack and Mojo enter Dr. Mazzulla's laboratory.
Man, look at all this old stuff.
Well, Dr. Mazzulla was an alchemist, or so he claimed.
Did he ever publish?
Like where? The Journal of Alchemistical Studies?
Is there such a thing?
Beats me. Oh, look. Beakers. Glass tubes. Strange brass devices.
Here's a big old tube-driven radio console.
Yeah, that's what they used to call talking furniture.
Now we have talking books.
Hey, this is interesting. It's a map of Inverness.
That's a map?
Yeah. Look, it has overlays. Here's the mansion. Not just the rooms, but the passageways within the hollow walls.
Wow. Your mansion's got a lot of hollow walls.
There's some I've never even seen.
What's this room?
I don't know. Can you read the lettering?
Yeah, sure is tiny.
It looks like steam dreams.
What's that?
Mojo, I have no idea.
It's a room next to the library.
Well, that's not possible.
Are these supposed to be chairs? Why are they in a circle?
Well, there's an alcove in the library, but it's hardly bigger than a phone booth.
Do you think there's a room within the walls?
I don't see how that's possible. And where's the door?
Look at this.
What are these? Pipes?
Mm-hmm. They go down into the cellar. And what is that?
Oh, that's an old boiler.
A furnace?
Oh, it's ancient. I've never used it.
You see this? See how these pipes are connected to the room above them? Steam pipes.
Maybe there's a steam calliope.
I'd like to hear that.
Why is it called Steam Dreams?
Jack and Mojo return to the library.
This is the alcove.
The walls sound solid.
Yeah, it's oak paneling.
Nothing sounds hollow behind it.
Yeah, no sliding panel, no latch, no keyhole. It can't be a door.
You think this is one of those trick walls?
What are you talking about?
You know how you push on a wall of books and it swings around like in the old Abbott and Costello movies?
Oh, yeah. I think I would have known about that.
I bet they hid it here somewhere.
But why hide it?
They wanted to keep it a secret.
Yeah, but why? That's what I want to know.
That afternoon, Claudine arrives. Jack gives her a tour of the mansion.
There are so many rooms. Do you ever get lost?
All the time.
Really?
But that's because the rooms keep changing.
They do?
Yeah, they take on different shapes. Sometimes they change places. Yesterday, the study was where we're standing right now. Today, it's on the other side of the house.
Fascinating.
I never know where the kitchen is.
That sounds very serious.
Oh, it is. And even though there are three towers, sometimes there's a fourth tower.
And what?
There's an old jukebox that plays a haunting song from out of the 50s.
Angel Baby.
Did I tell you about this?
By Rosie in the Originals.
Yes, that's the one.
I love that song.
Well, if you ever hear it, watch yourself.
And where is the jukebox?
No one knows.
Well, maybe it's a mystery you should solve.
Maybe it's best that I never do.
Why?
It could be the end.
Jack, ever since you've told me about Inverness, I've wanted to see it. It's had quite an effect on you. You know, without Inverness, your life may have been a little bit more ordinary.
I'm not so sure about that.
I want to freshen up. You can give me the rest of the tour tomorrow. Right now, I want to take a nice, long, warm bath.
So, while Claudine is freshening up, something that will probably take at least the next hour or two, Jack and Mojo descend into the cellar.
Mojo, the furnace is over here.
Oh, man! That's some monster!
Yeah, it's right out of the Victorian age of coal and cast iron.
Looks like that thing ought to have wheels.
Why's that?
You fire that baby up and I bet it could go chug it on out of here.
I always thought this was the furnace they used for heating the house back in the day.
The pipes go over to the foundation and then they just go straight up.
Yeah, it was never part of the main heating system.
What's above us?
The library.
Over there, you got two more furnaces.
Yeah, they're fuel oil. They actually heat the house. This monster is just an old coal burner.
You have coal?
Well, I have a coal bin, but no coal. Why?
I thought we could stoke it up and
See where the steam comes out.
I think I better count my fire extinguishers first.
Man, this cast on has got some fancy designs on it. There's even angels with trumpets.
I would expect for a furnace, devils would be more appropriate, huh?
It ought to be in a steam museum.
Where do these pipes go? That's what I want to know.
Maybe they go up to the land of steamy dreamin'.